Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, Tommy Tucker, 850, 10 till 9. Go to WWL.com and get in some texts on this. You can see that video the LSP, Louisiana State Police, released about Kyron Lacy, and you can make your own mind up on that. Ollie Cosell joins us now, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Talk about your New Orleans Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am okay, sir. Tell me about the Pelicans and the performance they put on in Australia, down under, as they say.
Right. So they spent a week down there, played a couple preseason games against NBL, which is the Australian League. And they fared really well, especially in the second game. But what you wanted to see, right, it, wins and losses don't matter. They weren't trying to win, obviously. Zion Williamson didn't play in either second half of either game. But the fact that he's healthy, he's moving great, he's looking as good as even he said it himself. He hasn't felt like this since college. So that's fantastic, right? Pelicans need that kind of leader, that one of the best players in the league, and all NBA type. And then, of course, everybody else around them. They've got a lot of new faces, Tommy. Only 8 players returned from last season. So you wanted to see how one of their bigger acquisitions, Jordan Poole, looked, and he looked really good. And Trey Murphy looks like he's ready to be an all-star. And then, of course, the young guys, especially Jeremiah Fears. How are they going to fit? Will Willie Green play them? And again, it looks like the answer was yes, because he got all his run, plenty of run. He was the first player off the bench in that first game and fared really well, despite the fact didn't make all the shots, right? Struggled a little bit, but he looks like a quality NBA type of player with the talent, even though he's 18. So there's a lot to be excited about. There's better depth. Looks like the leaders are going to actually lead the team in terms of Zion Williamson's now grabbed the mantle. And so we've got a couple more preseason games left. We'll have to see. A lot of experts, Tommy, don't like this team, the way it's been put together. But I think a lot of people here locally are actually a lot more excited about this team, especially based on what happened last year.
Yeah, I am excited about it. Tell me about Sadiq Bey.
Yeah, so Sadiq Bey, everybody thought he was a throw-in when they acquired Jordan Poole from Washington, the trade that sent C.J. McCollum over to the Wizards. But look, he's not a throw-in. If anybody's followed his short career, he's a really good player. He started a lot of games up for the Detroit Pistons, had even a 50-point game. But the last couple of years, he's been derailed by a knee injury. And he finally stepped on the court. He hadn't played basketball in 18 months before finally playing here in Australia for the Pelicans. So it was good to see that he's moving well, right, laterally. He's physically as fit as he says he's ever been. So he could be a very useful piece, as you saw, right? In the second game, he exploded for over 20 points, knocked down 4 threes. He took the place of Herb Jones in the starting lineup because Herb has had to miss a few games. But I'll tell you what, he's a quality player. Guy, they haven't had anybody like him since probably Najee Marshall a couple years ago. But he's even more qualified, right? He's got a better resume. So everybody's excited about him, too.
So Jose Alvarado got hurt?
No, Jose's fine. Okay. Jose's fine. He always seems to, you know, he takes a fall, hard fall, but it was nothing serious. He's going to be ready to go.
Tell me about the next preseason game is what, in Birmingham? And then tell me about the season, how we get started here with the Pelicans.
Right. So next week on the 14th, the Pelicans will travel up to Birmingham. This has become a yearly thing where they hold a game up there for which, is, of course, is the home of their G League team. Mm-hmm. So to get the fans excited about the NBA team in Birmingham. So they'll face the Houston Rockets, who now have added Kevin Durant, who are considered to be one of the best teams in the Western Conference. So definitely tune into that game, because you'll get a much better sense of how the Pelicans should fare against at least kind of very quality NBA opponents. After that, they'll play a couple days later their final preseason game against Orlando Magic in Orlando. And then the regular season, Tommy, it's not far away, a couple weeks away. October 22nd is the first game.
Against the Grizzlies, how important is it that they get off to a quick start?
Oh, I think it's everything. Every year, seemingly, they start slowly, and you're wondering, is this going to be another year where either the wheels fall off or they're just struggling to stay around 500? They never seemingly start on top, and I don't think this year's going to be, honestly, that much different, because the schedule's tough. First 7 out of their 10 games on the road, and there's just so many good teams, you know, for about the first 2 months or so of the schedule. So if they could stay around 500,
that's what I was
going to
say.
Huge, huge win.
That's what I was going to say. I swear to goodness, you took the words right out of my mouth. Ali, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, you know, they play the Nets on December 6th. If you can be 500 at that point, you're in good position.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time as always. Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Of course, we'll have all the Pelicans games for you here on WWL. 856, 4 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.